Welcome to the Gautrain Talks podcast station, the place to be for all matters related to the Gautrain and how it came to be South Africa's first ever rapid rail link. In studio today, it's an all-woman cast. We have Ms. Lindi Wematebula, who is a transport integration and planning specialist at the Gautrain Management Agency. She is accompanied by Mamolizi Vundla. She's the director of the Alexandra Transport Solutions, which is a partner in the transport integration project that the Gautrain Management Agency has with the taxi industry. They are joining us in studio today to explore the issue of women empowerment in the public transport sector, particularly in the taxi industry, and the role that the Gautrain has played within the partnership with the taxi industry. So I'm going to start off with welcoming our guests today, starting off with Ms. Lindi Wematebula from the Gautrain. Please introduce yourselves to our audiences and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Good morning, listeners, and good morning, Asis Viwe. So my name is Lindi Wematebula. I was born and raised in Atteridgeville. It is in the west of Pretoria. I'm a civil engineering graduate. I also completed an honours degree in transportation engineering, and I've recently submitted my master's dissertation in public transport planning. My career started in 2013 at Transnet Freight Rail, where I was an engineer in training and completed my engineering training, and also acquired knowledge in rail transportation, particularly in the maintenance, design, operations, and planning. I then moved to Mott MacDonald, a civil engineering firm, where I was appointed as a transport engineer with specific focus on rail and road transportation. In 2019, October, I joined the Gautrain Management Agency as a transport planning specialist. I am responsible for feeder and distribution services, as well as ensuring integration of the Gautrain with other modes of transport.
Thank you very much for that introduction, Lindi. A very illustrious career for a very young, dare I say, 30, under 30 woman. Over to you, Mamo Vundla. Would you like us to tell us a bit about yourself, your background? Who is Mamolizi Vundla?
Good morning, listeners. Good morning, everybody. My name is Lizzie Vundla, born in Alexandra Township. I've been in this industry for more than 35 years under Alexandra Taxi Association. I started the business through SAPTA scheme. SAPTA was the mother body of all the taxi associations nationally. It has a scheme whereby a person will pay 7,000 rands to SAPTA trust account, and you'll be qualifying to get a kombi for you to start the business, and you pay the installment for 48 months. From there, when it's fully paid, you get back your 7,000. That's how I started my business in taxi industry.
Just on that, Mamolizi, would you like to just elaborate a little bit? I mean, 35 years in the industry, for young women like ourselves who are sitting around the room, there's, I'm sure, a lot of questions that are buzzing at the moment about where did you start? And if you say you started off with the 7,000 rand, what year was that? And did you start with one vehicle? What was, just take us through that journey of entering the business.
I started it in 1984, and I started locally.
Okay.
And from there, when I got my first taxi, after 2 years, I was able to buy the second taxi. And I was elected to be an executive member in Johannesburg region. Mm. I served there for 5 years. From there, they elected me provincially.
Okay.
I also served there as a marketing. Then, well, as you know that in 80s, it was hard to be in to be a woman in the taxi industry.
Absolutely.
It wasn't easy, but we pushed to be in. And also, you know, taxi drivers didn't take us serious as women owners. It was very difficult, and but through the government, when they transform the taxi industry, finally, you know, it was easy for us.
Okay, I'm going to just go back to Linda just a little bit there. In terms of the Gautrain Management Agency partnership with the taxi industry, just take us through that partnership a little bit, particularly in terms of women empowerment and the initiatives that have been introduced in that regard.
I'm just going to start with just saying that, you know, the Gautrain Management Agency is fully committed, you know, to comply with the legislative requirements of Employment Equity Act and has emphasized the empowerment of women within this partnership. You know, the idea is to have women represented in all levels, including management, and also to just get buy-in, you know, from the taxi industry in this regard. So within this partnership model, 4 years ago in 2017, the first woman driver was introduced into the system.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, as it stands, we have 6 women drivers. Also, in 2018, we had the first female supervisor on the system.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at the stats currently, we have 28% of the women being employed within this partnership model. From a statistic point of view, I mean, there is an opportunity, you know, to improve on these numbers. But I think we are currently on the move, you know, to bring about change and to give women opportunities in roles that were historically male dominated.
Absolutely. And Mamluz, you mentioned there that through government intervention, transformation started to happen. I want to zoom into the Gautrain partnership specifically. Lindy mentioned that we started having women in that partnership as drivers since 2017. Do you want to just share with us what your views are in terms of the introduction of women and how transformation has happened within the partnership with the Gautrain Management Agency?
It is exciting because now, as Lindy just mentioned, that there are more now female drivers on Gautrain buses. And even myself, I feel very, very proud to see women being empowered and being respected as women with their skills, you know. So it makes one to be happy. You know, and be happy for other women that are still looking to join the industry.
Thank you, Mama, for that. And both of you are working in a male-dominated sector. Public transport as a whole is male-dominated, whether you're looking at buses, you're looking at rail, or you're even looking at aeroplanes. So in your experience, how has it been to participate and work as a woman in a male-dominated environment? What has been your experience?
My experience is that, you know, you have to push because they are not going to give you any opportunity. Whenever opportunity comes, they are the one, the male, are the one who wants those opportunities.
Yeah.
So, but ever since we've made partnership with Gautrain,
mm-hmm.
everybody knows that we are equal.
Mm.
if there's something that comes up, they recognize you as a woman.
Okay, thank you, Baba. Lindy, do you wanna add your perspective on that as well?
Yes. So from my side, it has actually been a great experience and a learning curve. I actually feel very empowered working on this partnership. I feel included, and I feel that I'm supported. So for me, I think I'm just grateful for this opportunity to grow, you know, as a professional in the public transport sector.
We are still with Ms. Lindy Wematebula from the Gautrain Management Agency and Mambulizi Vundla of the Alexandra Taxi Solutions, who's the director there. We are exploring the topic of women empowerment in the partnership that the Gautrain Management Agency has with the taxi industry, which in this year is celebrating 10 years of existence, and this is one of the conversations that we are having in recognition of the successful partnership that the Gautrain Management Agency has had with the taxi industry. Now, picking up from the last question, what initiatives, let me start with you, Lindy, what initiatives do you think could be introduced to further empower women on this project and in the broader taxi industry and perhaps in the broader public transport? As a public transport specialist, what initiatives do you think could still be introduced to further empower women in this project, in the taxi industry and the broader public transport?
So I think that a tailor-made skills transfer and a skills development program, I think this will ensure that women are given equal opportunities as their male counterparts, and also given the opportunity to occupy positions that were previously only for men. I mean, I can just imagine a system where we have more female supervisors, we have females in management positions for that matter. But also I think that if we could introduce, you know, bursary schemes, you know, that would empower women and give them opportunities to acquire skills, you know, skills in leadership, you know, bookkeeping, you know, operation management, you know, skills that are very, very critical within this industry. I think for me, those two initiatives could really, really assist.
I'm going to pick up, Mama, on Mama Vundla, on your experience of the 35 years. There are skills that you've acquired over the years. There are things that you've been able to do that you were not taught, that you had to teach yourself and the other women, you know, in the industry. Just at the top of your head, in terms of your experience, just share with us, if you were to be given an opportunity to start all over again and mentor young women, what would you teach them? What sort of skills would you teach them in order to survive in the taxi industry or even start a taxi business?
If I can be given that opportunity to look back and see what skills can I give, you know, I will teach them technology, mm-hmm. and teach them to have confidence, mm-hmm. in whatever they're doing, because from the look of the things, fears limits the women because of the fear, mm-hmm. to enter in the industry. It limits them not to do. And I'll teach them to be able to stand on their own, mm. and able to do things to achieve their goals, because each and every person has a goal, yeah. to achieve. So not to look back and think that I won't do it. Mm. And to take them to school, because they were not privileged to go to school. So at least, as Lindy said, that if we can have bursaries, mm. or maybe funding, because women out there, they're suffering. They're suffering a lot, not having funds to take their kids to school and take them to school. So maybe I can try to get, or maybe to teach them how to do business within the taxi industry, because there's a lot of business within, apart from driving.
Yes.
We can open a restaurant. You know, there are a lot of businesses that are there in the industry. So the only thing that we need is knowledge.
The value chain that you speak of the taxi industry, which I think is pretty much hidden from most of us, because you are opening our eyes and ears to the fact that it's not just about driving, it's not just about owning the taxi, it's an entire value chain. I like your point about the fact that you speak about the youth must be taught technology, education is important, leadership is important, because I think as part of leadership, you're mentioning that fear gets in the way, and the lack of leadership competence, or the lack of confidence women and girls tend to lack when they are compared to men. And many studies have shown this. And I think that then in terms of this value chain and what you've shared with us, it does lead us back to Lindy's point about the fact that she was saying there should be a skills development program. I'm gonna just back to you, Lindy. Are there any plans to look at a tailor-made or a particular a customized training program, you know, for the partnership that could be, you know, replicated? Because, you know, when it comes to knowledge, knowledge is as good as you share it. If it's not shared, then it's as good as it doesn't exist. Within the partnership and beyond, do you see any opportunity for developing on that skills competence program that can be introduced for the women in the taxi industry?
So definitely, I do see an opportunity for a customized skills development program. I think just looking back at this partnership, there has just been a lot of innovation. I think from the way this partnership was developed, you know, there was a lot of innovative thinking that went into it. So I think also just going forward, you know, there still exist opportunities for us to be innovative in terms of how we transfer skills and how we develop women going forward.
Mamlizi, you've been around the partnership, or at least a part of the association, since the beginning of the partnership with the taxi industry and Gautrain Management Agency. For you, what have been your proudest moments? What has been the highlights of this partnerships, where you can look back and say to your kids and grandkids, this is something that we can all be proud of?
The highlights, it's the way we are running the Gautrain business. We're running it very efficiently, and we maintained to provide a substantial work and serve the community accordingly. And it has given women an opportunity to grow, as we all know that they were disadvantaged.
Absolutely.
So what I've seen is that the respect that we are now getting from the male counter, it's amazing. You'll be able to compare and say, remember, we're from in 80s, it wasn't like this, but now I'm able to sit on the board, because all this time it was only male that are sitting on the board. And the fleet that we have currently, the Gautrain buses, it's amazing. If you look back, where we come from.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. From your side, Lindy, what would you say are the proudest moments? I know that you're the newest member in the team when it comes to this 10-year partnership, but in your evaluation and looking at what has been achieved so far, what would you say are the proudest moments?
I think for me, the first one would have to be, you know, being part of a partnership that is internationally recognized, you know, a partnership that has won awards, you know, for innovation and for the transformation it has brought, you know, to the transport sector. Also, I think, you know, just witnessing, you know, the transformation that it has had on women, but also, you know, on a socio-economic level. I think that has just been so impressive. And, you know, just seeing women, you know, getting promoted, you know, on this partnership, I think that has been great. And I think for me, that makes me very happy.
Thank you very much for that. We're going to go back to those awards a little bit later. But I just want to talk about challenges. For us to learn, we have to learn from mistakes. We have to look at the good and also look at the bad so that we can be able to move forward and do better next time. That's the whole point of knowledge sharing and knowledge transfer. So from yourself, Mam Lizzy, what would you say were the challenges or difficulties in initiating the partnership, and how were those overcome?
Yeah, the challenges were that, remember, we are two associations, ATA and AMSTA.
Yes.
So it was difficult for both associations to match and work together. But through the help of GMA, that was resolved amicably. That's number one. Number two, the challenge that we have is that the business is growing and we had a few vehicles to run. And when the vehicle has a breakdown, it goes to Mercedes and it takes longer time than we expected to return. And that caused the company to outsource the replacement of the vehicle, and it becomes very costly. And the other challenge is that the absenteeism during this time of COVID, you know, people get absent. And to get the replacement, it's also a challenge. But if you knew before, then you are quickly to get the person to substitute.
All right. Thank you, Mam, for that. I'm going to pick up on the COVID matter, because the interesting thing, I don't know if you've seen, is that the not post-COVID, but during this COVID times, at least after the hard lockdown, we've seen a steady rise in the numbers of passengers, you know, that are using the midibus taxi service within the partnership between the GMA and the taxi industry. I just want to pose this question to Lindy, because it's a good problem to have, right, that there's customers where in other industries there's been hard hit. I mean, if we look at our own statistics when it comes to the rail service, the numbers are still down. They're picking up, but they're still down. But the interesting thing is that on the midibus taxi service, that we have a partnership with the taxi industry, the numbers are growing exponentially. So what is the plan there? Because that's a good problem to have.
Yes. So, I mean, as Mam Lizzy alluded to earlier, the model is really growing. We are currently actually even having some capacity issues, because we have just been getting a steady increase, you know, in our passenger numbers. But I think the one thing that I could say is that clearly, you know, we are doing something right. You know, to attract, you know, customers, you know, onto our midibus services. I think from my side, we are working really endlessly to improve, you know, our services. We amending our routes, mm-hmm. you know, we planning new routes. So it's something that, you know, we are currently working on to just improve, you know, our services and to also just grow our services. Because, I mean, as it is, the demand is there. So we just need to respond.
Right. Thank you so much for that, Lindy. We could go on, you know, women empowerment issues. There's a lot to tackle and a lot to talk about. It's not something that is only or should only be reserved for Women's Day. But if we are to make the kind of inroads that you both spoke about, there's definitely a need for greater, more broader conversation around these issues. Looking forward, Mamelisi, there are women around the table who are much younger than you. There are women outside of this building who are much younger than us as well, who are at universities, who are at high schools. Some of them are even at primary schools. What would be your advice to other women who would like to get into this industry?
To inform them not to look at driving only. Come up with programs that will improve the taxi industry. Come up with ideas that can make the industry work easier. And they must have confidence. They shouldn't allow fear to limit them.
Thank you for that, ma'am. I think the challenge is out there, you know, in what you're saying in terms of innovation. This is what I'm hearing you say, that we need to think differently as women of the taxi industry and not the traditional way of thinking. While you were talking earlier, I thought of you mentioned about maintenance. There's still, even today, very few women mechanics that are out there. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about maybe plans of partnering as an association or as an organization with the CETAs, for instance, and influencing the kind of programs that are done by the CETAs in ensuring that they empower women in the public transport space, but particularly in the taxi industry?
You know, I think even us as directors, we need to be trained or we need workshops so that we can open our mind. Our mind can be brought, mm-hmm. not thinking of what we have all the time and think, what else can we do? Yes, we have done 1, 2, 3. Okay. What else can we do? So currently, you know, even ourselves, we have that fear. We don't know whether you're doing the right thing or you're doing the wrong thing. So we need to gain confidence in this partnership so that we'll be able to think out of the box.
Thank you, Mama, for that. I'm going to hand over to you, Lindy, there. Looking ahead, from the Gautrain Management Agency's perspective, what's in store for the future in terms of this project and what has been learned in this project?
I think with regards to the future, it will definitely be growing this partnership and introducing it to other associations as well. Mm. I mentioned earlier that, I mean, we are planning new routes, new minibus routes.
Yeah.
So I think that's what the future holds for this partnership. But also I think we just want to continue to empower women. And, you know, those initiatives that we spoke about earlier, you know, that would be what the future would hold, you know, for us to continue to empower and enhance, you know, women on this partnership. But also from my side, you know, from an integration perspective, you know, I look forward to working, you know, very hard in moving, you know, our Gauteng region forward and making sure that, you know, integration is at the heart of it all. I think the one thing that I've learned, you know, throughout this partnership is that, you know, there is power in collaborative effort and also in having a shared vision.
Mm. Thank you so much for that. As we draw to the conclusion of this very insightful and lots of gems that come out, or knowledge nuggets that I've come up with. At least I've learned a lot in this short space of time. Just parting shots from both of you in conclusion, as we end, what are your final thoughts perhaps on the partnership and just on women empowerment in general, families?
I'm leaving you with, I wish to see this partnership growing immensely. Mm. And I wish to see more women entering in this field. Mm-hmm. And wish that GMA and ATS can run workshops continuously. And I wish that we meet, we work together, mm-hmm. we hold hands, we assist one another so that we can succeed in all our dreams.
Thank you, Mama, for those very kind words, and your intent there is very clear. Thank you very much for that. Lindy, your side?
I think from my side, I'm just going to keep it short. To all the women out there, I think just be articulate, be brave, and keep pushing.
Thank you. I want to thank both of you from the bottom of my heart for the time you've taken to have this conversation, to share knowledge with other women in the space. I believe that this is a conversation that will cause ripples, not only in our space or the city region, but I'm hoping that it can cause ripples in the entire country, because these are initiatives that are needed, and more women, as you've said, Mamelizi, they need to be brought in. You've opened the door where you could, but more women need to be brought in. And in terms of the partnership as well, you've said, Lindy, that there's been strides in terms of bringing women, but there is definitely more that can be done, especially on the issues of skills development, and also tailor-made programs that are aimed at empowering the youth who want to join the industry, but also women who are already in the industry but would like to grow their skills. So I thank you both for the insights and the knowledge you've shared here today. You've been listening to the GMA's Lindiwe Mathebula and the director of Alexandra Taxi Solutions, Ms. Lizzie Vundla. We were really delving on the topic of women empowerment within the partnership that the Gautrain Management Agency has with the taxi industry. To listen to this and other interviews about the Gautrain, please tune in to our podcast at the Gautrain Talk Station, hosted on SoundCloud. You can also access further material on all Gautrain-related matters on our website, www.gautrain.co.za. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and also Facebook. Thank you very much.